when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, robo-taxis given 24/7 operating license. First, though, endurance swimmer and environmental campaigner Lewis Pugh is preparing for his latest swim, covering the full length of the Hudson River through the state of New York.
If I had tried this swim 50 years ago, it would have been absolutely impossible. And that was because the river was so dirty. This is a river which has been cleaned up, and so much work has been done to clean it up, but it's still a river where, when there's a lot of rainfall, raw sewage goes into the river. And so getting sick during a swim like this, that is obviously one of my concerns.
He'll become the first to complete an unassisted swim along the whole river, a 315-mile journey he's expecting to take him 30 days. But why take on such a feat? Well, Lewis told us he wants to highlight the importance of protecting the world's rivers from pollution.
I've been swimming now for 36 years and I really am a saltwater animal. So most of my swims have been done in the sea. And what I've learned over 36 years and campaigning for the protection of the oceans is that we can't have clean, healthy oceans without clean, healthy rivers.
The swim will start on Sunday, the 13th of August, from Lake Tear of the Clouds, high in the mountains in the northeast, and is due to finish at Battery Park in Manhattan on September the 13th. Lewis said that's just a week before the 2023 UN General Assembly, where he wants world leaders to commit to protecting the high seas.
The high seas are literally 50% of the planet. This has been years in the making. This is a final bit of planet Earth which can finally be protected.
Now, Virgin Galactic's first ever paying space tourist has said the suborbital trip was the most exciting day of his life.
The most impressive thing was looking at Earth from space. Just the pure clarity, the pure... was very moving.
That was 80-year-old former Olympian Brit John Goodwin speaking at a press conference after yesterday's space flights went off without a hitch.
This is the part where they're seeing Earth move away and seeing space come into
view. He became the second person with Parkinson's disease to go to space and was joined by competition winners, 46-year-old Keisha Shahaf and her 18-year-old daughter Anna Mayers, who are from Antigua and Barbuda. Virgin owner Sir Richard Branson shared a video after the flight saying it was amazing watching the space flight with Keisha and Anna's family on their home Caribbean island. There's been a significant discovery in the world of physics, which challenges what we know about how the universe works at the subatomic level. For the third time, experiments have shown a small particle called a muon doesn't behave as predicted by the standard model, the rule book physicists use to describe and understand how the universe works at the subatomic level. An international team of researchers have once again shown that the particles wobble when put in front of a magnetic field, shows it's more magnetic than theory suggests it should be. Muons are similar to electrons, they're fundamental particles that orbit an atom's nucleus, but are significantly heavier by more than 200 times. Experts say it's now up to theorists to work out why the findings are contrary to the standard model, and they believe this could be the start of a major discovery. The state of California has just given the green light for robo-taxis to operate 24/7. two autonomous vehicle companies, Waymo and Cruise, currently offer only limited services in the state. But the ruling means they can now operate like other taxi firms, Uber and Lyft. Public comments in the hearing were sharply divided over the expansion plans, and the companies were urged to address problems with their vehicles, blocking roads, causing traffic jams, and impeding emergency vehicles. Commissioner Darcy Houck said if there are more reports of these sorts of incidents, officials could vote to limit the number of vehicles allowed on the road, or even revoke the company's permits altogether. Okay, well, lovely to chat. Speak soon. Bye. Oh, she is so annoying.
Hello? I can still hear you.
Just a heads up, so you can avoid something like that happening, it looks like the hang up button is being moved on iPhones from the centre to the bottom right as part of the iOS 17 update. Preview images of the update show the other cool buttons are being moved around too. But there are some much cooler updates coming too. You'll soon be able to set custom contact wallpapers when someone you know calls you. Plus, there's a real-time voicemail transcriber tool that lets you decide whether you want to answer while the caller is still talking to your machine. And autocorrect is finally going to start recognizing swear words to avoid those ducking mistakes we've been making all these years. Coming up, the smart socks that could stop people with dementia having a fall, and the sushi restaurant powered by laughter. Keep up with the latest tech and science news by giving us a follow during the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. It's hoped a smart sock that combines sensors with artificial intelligence could help carers and care home staff detect agitation and prevent falls in people with dementia. The socks can track a wearer's heart rate, sweat levels, and motion to give an insight into their well-being and provide accurate insight into a person's cognitive state and distress levels. They look and feel like normal socks, don't need charging, and are machine washable, and will enable clinicians to remotely detect when a person's cognitive state changes, something existing devices can't do. And finally, as part of the Edinburgh Fringe, a Yo Sushi restaurant has set up its sushi belt to be powered by laughter. Microphones have been set up that respond to laughs and subsequently alter the speed of the belt. The louder the laugh, the quicker the belt moves as comedians perform in the restaurant. And the venue even has a live laughter chart on display too, to show the peaks and troughs of laughter in real time. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader Podcast for the latest news from the Evening Standard. We're back on Monday afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.